You like books?
Yeah.
Have you actually read the book?
I found it compelling.
I've been getting asked a lot what books I enjoyed and influenced me the most in prison.
You talked about like kind of that in your face writing that I think Robert Greene has a lot. He just gets straight to the point.
Yes.
Have you ever, I think it would be really interesting for you two to talk and for you to talk about your experience with
if he comes Robert. To London, I'd love to get Robert on the podcast or yeah. Maybe we could do something by Skype.
Yeah, that'd be awesome because I know he would really appreciate, I think, your experiences and what you learned and how you use his knowledge in his books too. Because I remember you said one of your, I don't know if he was a friend of yours or not, but some inmate was using The Art of Seduction, which yes. is also by Robert Greene,
yes.
on the female guards, and he was succeeding with it, correct?
Yes. Every prison yard he would go to, he would use the techniques from Greene's Art of Seduction to seduce a female guard and end up having full sex with the guard. Then it would be discovered and the guard would be moved and he would be moved and he would just do it all again at the next yard he went to.
Wow. Did yeah. they figure out a solution to that? Or?
They have permanently banned all Robert Greene books from the Arizona Department of Corrections.
Mm. And I think 48 Laws of Power is banned in all American prisons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, the prisoners do try to smuggle them in, and librarians and stuff like that might get them in for them. And all my books are banned by the Arizona Department of Corrections as well now.
Thanks to Sheriff Joe, probably.
Well, the Arizona Department of Corrections classified my books as a threat to the security of the institution.
Mm.
That's separate from Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe was in the Maricopa County jail system.
Just the county. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the long run, that might be actually better for your publicity, the fact that you got books banned somewhere, because I think, you know, I feel like some of the best authors, you know, in the history of, you know, written literature, their books have been banned, you know, at some point in time, somewhere, you know. So that's why my
publishing company is called Gadfly Press, after Socrates, who was one of my favorite philosophers.
Oh, wow. What's it called? Gadfly Press?
Gadfly Press, because Socrates was considered the gadfly of Athens.
Mm.
Yes.